Everyone faces challenges, but it's how we deal with them that really matters. I'm Camille Bauer, and I'm going to help you see that life can go from bad to worse. But if you have faith and trust in the Lord and put on your big girl pants, then those hard times will help strengthen your faith, refine your character, and make you who you were destined to be.
Hey, my friends, are you scared to love again? So many people are. After death, after divorce, whatever that may be that has left your heart hurt, it is one of the biggest things I help with my clients, and that is moving forward. And today we're going to be talking about two of the major hindrances that face people who are scared to love again. Number one is guilt. Especially after loss or death, it is so hard to navigate and battle those feelings of moving forward without this guilt. For me, I know after Clint passed away, it was so weird to all of a sudden, I'm not married anymore, I'm single. And it to my heart, that didn't matter, the status of whether he was alive or whether he wasn't. To my heart, it was still his, and it still is to this day in part. But that navigating that guilt has been one of the most rewarding things to be able to then in turn help others navigate the guilt that they experience as they're moving forward. And I don't like moving on. And I have another YouTube video on that. You don't move on. You'll never move on. You just move forward. And to move forward after, most specifically, the death of a spouse. And what has continually propelled me that now I use in my curriculum when I teach and when I help clients is step one, and I'm going to share that with you today, is using a role reversal. Ask yourself, what would you want had you been the one that passed away? And as you sit there and you think about that and you marinate with that, would you want your loved one to be sitting at home crying, miserable, distraught, turning down invitations to go out with friends, family? No, you wouldn't, right? You would want them to move forward, keep your memory alive in a sacred place in your heart, but you would want them to find joy and to find happiness, right? That thought can propel you past that freeze that you experience and that you feel when it's like, oh no, I can't do this. I have so much guilt. You need to let that guilt go, and you need to give yourself grace, and you need to visualize that role reversal and think, what would you tell them? Would you really honestly expect them to never move forward? Would you want them to be alone the rest of their lives, to be miserable and unhappy? No. I know without any shadow of a doubt, had I been the one that passed away, I would want Clint to move forward with happiness and joy and love, especially as having children and being an example to them on moving forward and finding the beauty in life, because we know how precious life is. Right? If you have lost somebody, you know that each day and each second is a gift. And so to waste those by being stagnant is a disservice to yourself and a disservice to your loved one that has passed away. Now, I'm not saying you need to jump in and move forward right away. You know, everybody is different. Everybody's timeline is different. Their grief, their loss is different. And I teach a grief course, and I love to share that it's like a fingerprint. Grief is as unique as a fingerprint. you know, so I get it. You know, if you are not in the place where you feel you're ready, that's okay. But if you are experiencing that guilt of moving forward, and it's making you scared and paralyzing any progress, this is the step for you. So again, remember, role reversal. Think about what you would want. Me in particular, you know, Clint dealt with a terminal cancer diagnosis for 4 years. So he brought up a lot, you know, those hard conversations that I did not want to have. You know, you don't even want to envision your life without this person that you love. And then when they're gone, you know, it's infuriating. It's hard. It's inexpressibly, unimaginably difficult for those who've not experienced it. So I feel you. I get you. But I also know I had those hard but yet relevant conversations that Clint forced upon me, you know, when he was terminal, that he did want me to move forward. He did want me to be happy. On the flip side, I've dealt with clients who their spouse or their partner that they've lost didn't want them to move forward, didn't want them to find love again. And that role reversal step is very important, because if in the state that they were in, whether they were joking, whether they were serious, flip the switch. If they were the ones that were still here, would you feel that way? Even if you had said that previously to them, would your thoughts and feelings of your heart change, knowing now what you've been through and how hard it is? And that in and of itself helps to flip the switch on being able to move past that hurt and move past that pain of them possibly saying they didn't want you to move forward. Because really, I envision them in such a good, healthy mental space and place after they've passed, that now you can visualize them now being in that good place and space that they can then tell you, you know what, I want you to be happy. They can give you their blessing because they're in a place where they can mentally and with their spirit and their heart. So you can visualize that. So if they'd said something to the contrary of that, visualize where they are now and how they would be responding to you and how they would be different knowing what they know now since they have passed, if that makes sense. So knowing that, when you visualize and you flip the switch, flip the script on if it would have been you that had passed instead, it helps make moving forward easier. It helps alleviate the guilt of moving forward. I mean, even now, look, I'm like wiping my nose here. It's running. I've got tears in my eyes. I have moved on. And I wouldn't even say I've moved on in maturity. I've moved on in growth. I've moved on in knowledge, but I have not moved on from loving Clint, nor will I ever move on from loving Clint. He is a part of me. He's my kid's dad. He is a piece of me that I honor and treasure and that I love. But I have moved forward in love. I got remarried. We eloped, which I told you about if you watched that special episode. It's been 3 weeks, I think, tomorrow. Anyway, but I can love my new spouse because I know how to love. And I know how to love because I had such an amazing relationship with Clint. And so you can visualize your capacity to love is so great. And, you know, in my grief course that I put on, it is, you know, moving forward and having that love. It's like, no, I can't. I can never love anybody again. I love them so much. And, you know, I'm frozen and I can't move forward. And, you know, you hear and you run in your mind, which I have too, all of those things. But you need to visualize, you know, if you have a baby and then you have another baby, are you not going to love the second baby as much as you love the first baby? And it's like, of course not. Of course not. I would love them. I love them both. And, you know, each subsequent child or niece or nephew, you know, you don't change. I mean, you might have your favorites on some days, let's be honest, but you have such a great capacity to love and trust in that. All right. Step two, visualize, which we talked about. So to get rid of the guilt, flip the script. Step two is visualize them wanting you to be happy. So many times in my life and with my clients too, is helping them visualize that lost spouse, that lost husband, that lost partner in a good, healthy space that is cheering for you. They are in your cheering section. And when I feel that, it's able to buoy me up and help propel me to be better, do better, have more joy. Most specifically, you know, I've ran a couple, when Clint was sick, I ran a couple marathons I hated to run. But he was my motivation. I could run for Clint because he couldn't. And now having him be passed, I visualize him when I go to do anything hard. Emotionally, mentally, but also physically, still when working out, you know, I love to ride my bike and it's like, okay, what's at the top of this hill? And I visualize him at the top of the hill cheering me on and telling me I can do it. And that is what you have to remember. So number one, to let go of the guilt, is flip the script. How would you want them to move forward with joy and love? That will help alleviate guilt. Number two, visualize them cheering for you. Visualize them wanting your happiness and relishing and so happy in the fact when you have your successes. They're there for you. Just as in the hard, tender moments, they're also cheering you on. I also, you know, life is a marathon. Life is hard. I get it. And imagine your deceased loved one at the along the sidelines, not just at the finish line. Ooh. Sorry, excuse me. But, you know, you think death, you only see them after. But I believe they're there and they're around us all the time. And so imagine the marathon of life and they're on the sidelines every day cheering you on and wanting you to move forward with them in your heart and happiness and finding joy and appreciating the gifts and the seconds of every day. Woo! I don't know if this would be as emotionally charged of an episode. But anyway, I love you guys. If you are finding that you're experiencing that guilt and having that hard time, you can check out my website, CamilleBauer.com, and schedule a discovery call with me. I love and it is my joy and passion to help others move forward after loss or death or divorce. I also have, if you follow me on Instagram, Camille Bauer, or Facebook, Camille Bauer, I'm going to be doing a relationship rescue, 4-day, like Facebook Live, like fun, informative relationship rescue kickoff. So like one thing you can do every day, and then I'm going to be talking about, and we'll be doing a Facebook Live and having some Q&A. So one of the top things that I get asked that helps pull people through. So if you're needing help in your relationship, whether death, divorce, and you want to move yourself forward to that next step, stay tuned on my social media channels and you'll be able to see, I think it's the 23rd to the 25th in August. I'm going to be doing that, me and my team. So anyway, I love you guys, and I'm here for you. I'm cheering for you too, and we'll be talking to you next week.